First John is an important verse. It's a healing verse. I want to present this to you from a little different perspective. And I want to answer the question, does God make people sick as punishment for bad behavior? Does God judge poor behavior, bad behavior, unholy behavior with sickness and disease or some other disaster? Now, every now and then somebody asks that. We hear enough truth that we know that's incorrect. But yet there's strong theological precedent that God will get you. Now, the scripture says every good and perfect gift comes down from above. Now, sickness is neither good nor perfect. In fact, sickness interferes with the perfection of the human body. And disaster and dilemma. You know, when I was growing up, I thought, you know, if God got ticked off with you, he might hit you with the cars. No telling what he'd do. I don't know that they said that. That's just what I thought they said. What, does God judge people, punish people who won't behave with sickness or disease? Well, here's our first clue. 1 John 1 says, God is light. In him is no darkness at all. That's verse 5. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. Now, there's a wonderful song based on that scripture that's on a Dottie Rambo tape. Do you know that one? It's one of my favorites. God is light, and in him is no... How much darkness?
No.
How much darkness?
No.
Now, you know, we'll prove it, but where is sickness and disease? Where is poverty and lack? Where is disaster and dilemma? In the light or in the darkness?
In the darkness.
Is there any darkness in God?
No.
Can these things come from God?
No.
Is the hand of God extended in this way? To kill, steal, and destroy. To curse, to harm, to hinder, to damage. It says there's no darkness in God. So the will of God is always to bring into our life the good and perfect gifts. Now one lady told me, she said, but maybe this is good for me. Well, she'd already lost her smile, so I thought, we got proof already. It's not doing you any good. You can't smile anymore. No, it doesn't say everything that's good for you comes down from above. It's everything that's good and perfect, mature, helpful, beneficial. Now you know Ephesians 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who's blessed us with all. How many?
All.
He blessed you with spiritual blessings. Now, spiritual blessing is any blessing that the spirit world can bring. What blessings does the spirit world bring? Everything that's good and perfect. Blessed us with spiritual blessings. Now, some have used that verse to eliminate spiritual blessings. They say that means peace and joy and the new birth. And they don't want that to mean money. They say that couldn't mean health. Health is physical. Well, if it includes joy, it has to include health. Because nothing steals your joy like poor health. Or like disaster. No, it's every blessing that the spiritual world or every blessing that heaven can bring to you. And this is in the past tense because these all come through the death and resurrection of the Lord. Because Jesus died and was resurrected, all these things are prepared and ready for you. In other words, they're on deposit. And you can have these things if you withdraw them from the hand of God by your faith. Now, it says God is light. There's no darkness in him. He chooses to bring good gifts, perfect gifts. He chooses to bring heaven's blessings. Now, you know the Lord's Prayer. What does it say? Thy will be done on earth. Now, is there any death in heaven? Anybody up there dying, disintegrating, languishing, feverish? So, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, when do you suppose that should have begun? Some said, oh, that's for the millennium. Well, how silly can you get and still breathe? Aren't we going to, this corruptible put on incorruption, this mortal put on immortality? Aren't we? So he's going to come in twinkling of an eye, and these frail, perishable body are kind of like his glorious body. So we've not seen it, but we believe it, and we know when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Well, then who's going to need any healing? You think Jesus needs healing? You think he has a day with a cough and sore throat, blowing his nose at the right hand of the Father? Well, you go to the book of Revelation. It says there's no pain in heaven. It says there's no sorrow in heaven. It says there's no tears in heaven. That eliminates a lot of things, does it not?